This morning's Newsmaker is brought to you by Allumbaugh Heating and Cooling, your York dealer in Higginsville. This month marks the 15th anniversary of the Energy Policy Act signed by George W. Bush, which provided tax incentives and loan guarantees for energy production of various types, including renewable fuels. Matt Amick is the executive director of Biodiesel Coalition of Missouri. He indicates renewables were born from an environmental concern.
In other parts of the country, they have implemented biodiesel as a way to reduce carbon in the atmosphere. It's been very successful, you know, not only from an environmental perspective, but from a technical perspective. Biodiesel allows trucking fleets and municipal fleets to increase their lubricity, lower their emissions, increase their cetane, which helps allow for more efficient ignition of the engine.
Amick explains the difference between biodiesel and ethanol.
For biodiesel, we're using the oils, the soybean oil, the fats, animal fats, corn oil, used cooking oil, and converting that to biodiesel, which is used in only diesel fuel. And then for ethanol, they're using the starch in the corn, and they're converting that to alcohol, which in turn is used in gasoline.
New uses for soy have helped prop up soybean prices.
It's a great opportunity for Missouri soybean farmers. When you talk about biodiesel, you have the value from the crush plants, but as we've built the biodiesel industry, it's really allowed the oil to create more value for soybean farmers. Right now, biodiesel is creating a 13 to 15% price support for the soybean price. And one of the other effects that helps our livestock producers is as oil has become more valuable, it has helped reduce the cost of soybean meals. The cost of soybean meal for livestock farmers has reduced dramatically, and so it's a very big cost savings to our pork, poultry, cattle producers out of the state.
Biodiesel interests have close ties to the state of Missouri.
In Missouri, I mentioned we've got five plants operating right now. We're talking about creating close to 3,000 jobs in the state, as well as a $1.3 billion industry to the state of Missouri. There's a lot of research being done, particularly at the national level, with the National Biodiesel Board, which happens to be located pretty close to us in Jefferson City, Missouri. So it's nice to have that partnership and that friendship close in hand.
Amick has a positive outlook on the crop this year.
So far in Missouri, most areas of the state look pretty good. We're hoping for a favorable harvest, a quick, nice, dry harvest. Hopefully we have a very good crop and we can get to continuing to build more markets for soybean farmers.
Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.